Imagine this, a really beloved nature-based learning center, a place kids adore, suddenly tangled up in a serious legal fight. That's what's happening with the Blueberry Creek Nature Center near Perth, Ontario. And the core issue, it sounds almost minor.
It really does. It boils down to a fourth bedroom in their on-site bed and breakfast.
Just one bedroom.
That's the trigger. And that's what we're diving into today, because this isn't just, you know, a simple zoning issue. It's become this multi-year, really quite personal conflict.
Right, affecting a lot of children.
Hundreds, actually. So our mission here is just to lay out the facts, give you the full picture. We're not taking sides, especially with co-founder Robin Mulcady facing a court date on July 11th, 2025.
Okay, so how does one bedroom become such a flashpoint? Let's unpack how this situation really shows the complexities of, well, local government and the impact it can have.
Well, first, let's talk about Blueberry Creek itself. It's quite special. It's this private learning center, sits on about 2 acres, and the heart of it is this beautifully restored farmhouse from the 1850s.
And its mission, what really makes it tick? Since 2017, it's been offering this Reggio-inspired outdoor education.
Which is all about experiential learning, right? Learning through doing, especially outdoors.
Exactly. For kids aged 4 to 12, over 340 have gone through, and there's 40 more on the wait list. They really focus on environmental stewardship, life skills.
And importantly, they have programs tailored for homeschooled kids and neurodivergent students too.
Right. A really needed service.
And the impact, you really see it. Kids are learning practical things like woodworking, gardening, how to care for animals. They even ran a farmer's market once to help out a friend.
Wow.
It's about building skills, community, yeah. Not just academics.
And you hear that from parents. They say things like, when I'm there, I'm free, about their kids. Or, this is where my children feel seen and safe.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. One said losing it would be like losing our family home. And it runs on tuition, fundraising, and critically income from that bed and breakfast.
And that's where the legal trouble starts. The township's main allegation is that having that fourth bedroom changes the B&B into a lodge.
A lodge?
Yeah. And lodges are apparently prohibited in the designated floodplain zone where the property sits. A three-bedroom B&B, though, that would be allowed.
Okay. But the founder, Robin Mulcahy, she doesn't agree with that interpretation at all.
Not at all. She makes a few key points. First, she says the short-term rental started before the area was even designated a floodplain.
Ah, so the timing is crucial.
Very. She also says the township actually confirmed her setup was legal back in 2018.
They gave it the okay.
That's her contention. And she argues the whole operation qualifies as legal non-conforming.
Meaning it existed before the current rules, so it should be allowed to continue.
Exactly. Grandfathered in, essentially. Because the property apparently operated as a B&B even before she owned it.
So it paints a picture where, for many observers, this feels less like a straightforward rule enforcement.
And more like, as some put it, a technicality weaponized into a legal threat. Especially since the township's claim doesn't seem to mention specific environmental risks or safety problems with that fourth bedroom.
And Mulcahy herself, she sees this as part of a larger pattern, right? Not just an isolated incident.
Yes, she suggests this is just the latest move in a series of enforcement actions or conflicts going back to 2017.
That kind of things?
Well, there are some serious allegations. For instance, a Freedom of Information request in 2020 apparently revealed the township hired an outside planner specifically to rewrite the definition of school in a way that would include Blueberry Creek.
Mm, that's specific.
Then there's the cost. Mulcahy estimates they've spent over $250,000 on legal battles and compliance stuff. Direct legal fees for the center are around $84,000, and she claims the township spent over $66,000 fighting the release of records related to this.
That's a lot of money on both sides.
Yeah.
And wasn't there some kind of offer made?
Apparently, yes. In 2019, a letter from the township offered to recognize the property's use as a community service, but only if Mulcahy agreed not to sue the township. She declined that offer.
Interesting. But there are other perspectives, too. A former counselor, Jennifer Dixon, did raise safety concerns.
Yes. She mentioned concerns about the entrance being right off Highway 7, potential issues with microbursts, those sudden downdrafts, and flooding risks.
So safety had been mentioned by some.
It has. But on the other hand, you have the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority, the RVCA. They confirmed that a new bridge built on the property, finished in spring 2024 for $130,000, meets all current regulations.
So the infrastructure related to water flow is up to code.
According to the RVCA, yes. They also stated they have no outstanding compliance issues with the property and no regulatory reason to get involved in how the Airbnb operates.
Okay, so the conservation authority seems satisfied. What about the wider community?
Well, many families are really upset. You hear phrases like personal vendetta. People are angry that, as they see it, tax dollars are being used to attack something that's helping children.
And even the local school board.
The Upper Canada District School Board apparently sees places like Blueberry Creek, these forest schools, as complementary, not as competition. Adds to the educational landscape.
So wrapping this up, what's the core tension here?
You've got this deeply valued community-backed learning center, right?
Yeah.
Facing a serious threat, potentially closure, stemming from this one zoning detail, the fourth bedroom.
Despite claims that its use was previously considered legal, and despite the relevant conservation authority saying there are no current environmental or safety compliance issues on their end.
Exactly. It highlights how a technicality, whether correctly applied or not, can escalate into a major battle.
It really makes you think, when does focusing on a technicality stop being about straightforward compliance and maybe become about something else? And what does that kind of conflict mean for the future of other unique, perhaps unconventional, community projects like Blueberry Creek?